For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. K-Man's four Olympic athletes will be showcased to the world this hour at the official opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics in France.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to represent K-Man at the Olympic Games, and I hope that my performances reflect all the hard work and dedication that has gone into preparing for the Games.
Swimmer Jordan Crooks will be joined by sailor Charlotte Webster as flag bearer at this afternoon's ceremony, which starts at 12:30 p.m. K-Man time. Jordan Crooks will make his Olympic debut in the men's 50-meter and 100-meter freestyle events. His sister Jillian will compete in the women's 100-meter freestyle. Both are swimming on Tuesday. Charlotte Webster will compete in the women's dinghy event starting Thursday. Devontae Howell will step onto the track for the men's 100-meter dash preliminary round on August 3rd. The Cayman Islands Department of Tourism releases their six-month performance report, a snapshot of the state of tourism and the destination for the first 6 months of 2024. The snapshot includes an overview of visitation to date, visitor demographics, accommodations, statistics, airlift capacity, and hotel average daily rates in a visually appealing and accessible format. The six-month performance report can be viewed on ourcayman.ky. Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman launches the new Jobs and Online Payment Services portal. The portal replaces Jobs Cayman and promises to be more efficient and easier to navigate. Caymanian job seekers are now able to select and track job posts they find desirable and want to apply for, and applying for more than one job at a time can be done with the new Quick Apply feature. The sign-up process has been optimized to be quick and straightforward for both employers and Cayman job seekers. Employers can now more efficiently manage job postings and applicants, while those with multiple businesses under one company will benefit from a simplified and streamlined process. Caymanian job seekers or employers wanting to register to use the portal should visit WORC.KY. Frederick Williams Jr. was due to stand trial this week facing charges of importation of the deadly drug fentanyl. Mr. Williams denies the charge and appeared in grand court Thursday. His case was delayed due to illness on the prosecution side. The trial is now expected to take place in August. Williams Jr. remains on bail with conditions till that time. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. The mayor of Paris has said the Olympics opening ceremony will not be affected by the sabotage of the French railway network. Crowds are gathering to watch the event, which will feature a parade of boats along the River Seine. Police are searching for arsonists who attacked high-speed railway lines into the city. Hospital staff in Bangladesh say plainclothes police have taken away three leaders of recent student protests. They were being treated in Dhaka for injuries allegedly sustained in custody. It's not known where they were taken. Benjamin Netanyahu is meeting Donald Trump in Florida. Mr. Trump was very supportive of Israel when he was president, but his relationship with Mr. Netanyahu soured when the Israeli leader congratulated Joe Biden on his 2020 election victory. South African police have detained 95 Libyan nationals after a raid on a farm they say was being used as a military training camp. Footage from the scene showed green military-style tents and sandbags. The authorities in Senegal say they've intercepted 200 irregular migrants and seized a boat near the northern city of Saint-Louis. It comes days after 90 people drowned when a vessel sank in the Atlantic on its way to Spain. The European Union says it's transferring to Ukraine more than $1.5 billion of interest accrued from frozen Russian assets. Most of the money will be used to buy weapons. Three men in Western Australia have been charged with forcing two teenagers to marry. The teens had wanted to date, but relatives insisted they get married in a religious ceremony despite being below the legal age. Ethiopia has declared 3 days of national mourning, following two devastating landslides in its southern region that claimed over 250 lives. Rescuers are still searching for survivors.